This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM, KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. I'm Ross Strouser, your host. And this show is a presentation of Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our special guest today, she's not a stranger to this show. Welcome back again. It seems like we just did this a year ago.
It does, doesn't it?
But it was 2 years ago, right?
It was, unfortunately, yes, 2 years ago. It's been a long time.
This is Sarah Broussard. She's the organizer of the event at Rebecca Farm, and we're so happy to have you back and talk about an actual live event.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. And then not only a live event, but a live event with spectators.
Yeah.
That's the exciting part for us this year.
The other exciting thing has to be that you've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still kind of am confused how that happened.
Just like we talked, our kids are now teenage or beyond.
I know. It's crazy. Life goes on no matter how much you want to press that pause button.
Well, let's talk a little bit of history. Your mother was so heavily, heavily involved. In fact, she's the founder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is the founder. My dad was behind her, supporting the whole way. As you know, we were at Heron Park many, many years ago. And that location just grew as big as it could be. We couldn't fit more horses. We couldn't fit more distance on cross country. So we moved out to the farm. They found five different parcels that everyone was willing to sell. We put it all together, and I guess the rest is history. 20 years of history.
Man, that is quick.
It's quick.
It's like a blink of an eye. But you're back at the same location, and give us the location.
Yeah, we're at the same place, 1010 West Spring Creek Road. You enter there, and that's where you can pay your parking donation, which goes to support Hawk Cancer at X.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, before we get into the event itself, we want people to know about you, Sarah. So tell us about, for people who, I think almost everybody in the Valley knows you, but you know we get a lot of new people here nowadays.
We do have a lot of new people.
Tell us about yourself a little bit. I know you have some kids.
I do. I have two children. My son, Xander, is 15, and my daughter, Tommy, is 17. And I'm still trying to figure out how I ended up with two teenagers because I think I'm still 29. So, but they're here and they're really starting to enjoy the event and take it on and volunteer and be involved. So that's really cool for me to see.
That really is cool.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do when you're not working at this event? What are some of the fun things you like to do?
I like to ride horses.
Yeah? Yeah. I bet you do.
I do. I ride horses and then, very busy with the kids. My son plays golf. My daughter's in track and cross country. So I feel like we're always going, and my daughter's getting into riding again. She had an injury that kept her out for a few years, but now she's back, and we're having a lot of fun with that.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for being here, getting us all caught up in the event at Rebecca Farm. Let's talk about the dates. When is it going to happen?
July 21st through the 25th.
21st through 25th, and you talk parking. That's one of the big things out there. It's a free event.
It is free. Admission is free. That's very important to us. But we have kind of added this new Hawk Cancer at X. This has been 10 years now that we've had it, and we've raised money for cancer research as well as many local cancer programs that help people who are dealing with cancer, things like Casting for Recovery and Save a Sister, Flathead Cancer Aid. There are a lot of really good organizations here in the Valley, and we're very happy to be able to support them.
Yeah, a lot of them right here at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's very special. That's great. How many years have you been doing that?
10 years.
Wow. This is pretty incredible. The parking, though, asking for a $10 donation, but there's also a whole parking pass for the weekend available.
Yeah, you can do $25 for all 4 days, 5 days. Or do the $10 each time you come out. And again, it all goes, 100% goes to Hawk Cancer at X.
So let's talk about shopping, because people like to shop, they like to eat, they like to drink. It's all available at
the
event.
It is all available. We have an amazing shopping fair, not just equine-related stuff. There's furniture, there's jewelry, housewares, sheets, pretty much anything you want to find, you can find out there. And then the Food Truck Village is amazing.
Wait, is this new?
No, we've had it, and it just keeps growing every year.
It's grown so big you call it a village? This is incredible.
Yes, the Food Truck Village. Lots of choices. I'm always kind of a little upset that I don't get to get down there more. It seems that, go figure, I have other things that I have to do. But I definitely make my way down, or people bring me food as well. So that's always good.
Oh, you got people to bring you food.
I got people to bring me food.
I'm gonna be hanging around you during the whole event. I think that's great. Okay, I'm gonna read something right off your website. This is kind of a quick description. Saddle up for the event at Rebecca Farm. Enjoy the action July 21st through 25th, which we already mentioned. The 20th anniversary, the largest horse triathlon west of the Mississippi for dressage, cross country, and show jumping.
Yep.
That sounds huge to me.
It is huge. And, you know, each year we've gotten bigger and bigger. This year we're a little bit on the low side because our Canadian friends can't join us.
Yeah.
And we're looking at about 580 entries right now.
That sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Well, we're going to talk about preparations. We're going to talk about the event itself and have you talk about some of the events, actually the events, because not everybody knows what they all mean.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about all of this coming up in part two of the interview in the studio with us, of course, from the event at Rebecca Farm. We've got the organizer herself here, Sarah Broussard. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with part two. This is Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And Sarah Broussard is here from the event at Rebecca Farm. So we're talking about the event, and it's very, very soon. It's climbing up on us.
It is.
You look so relaxed for all the stuff that you have to do between now and then.
I'm like a duck. Smooth on the surface, and the legs are just going like crazy underneath.
But yes, you have a lot to do between now and then. One of them is getting passel of volunteers.
We definitely need a passel of volunteers in a very severe way. This year, we're very low on volunteers, and I wonder if some of that isn't because people don't understand and know that we're actually back to full force like we had been in 19. So we're trying to get the word out. I hope this helps get some word out that we are looking for volunteers in all areas. No experience necessary. We can do on-the-job training. It's great, and it's a lot of fun. You get out there. You get to be up close and personal with the horses and the competition and, you know, watching these horses that are absolutely magnificent, jumping over these things that most people would never expect a horse to jump over. So I think that really exposes a lot of people to the sport that I love.
Yeah. They don't have to have any sports knowledge to be
nope.
a volunteer. Well, that's great. So what are some of the things we'll be doing?
For volunteers, we have cross-country jump judges. We have help in the dressage arena, as well as helping with parking and a lot of general inside stuff, runners, gophers. We can use anybody in any place.
Let's get to the event itself. And there, of course, it's triathlon. Mm-hmm. And we have dressage, cross country, and show jumping. Let's describe these for people because, again, it's always kind of fun to describe it.
Right.
We've been doing this. I mean, I've been helping out off and on for quite a few years. Dressage, what is it?
So dressage is the first phase of the triathlon. And every horse and rider perform the same test. It's written and each movement is scored out of 10 by a judge. So you get a base score there. And then you can add to that score. It's actually a penalty score. And so you can add as things go wrong throughout the rest of the weekend, but you can't ever get below that score. Ideally, people like to finish on their dressage score, which means that they run double clean in show jumping and cross country. And then cross country is the really exciting phase. I think that most people who are involved in the sport do it because of the cross country. And that is horses galloping over hill and dale and through water and over jumps and off banks and over ditches. You know, everything that one would expect to find out in the woods, you can find on the cross country course. And then show jumping, the final phase is when the horses are jumping in an arena, and those jumps actually do fall down if they hit them. So the idea, it came from the military, and the idea was to, with dressage, prove that your horse was trained and could do parades. you know, that kind of thing. And then cross country showing the bravery and the stamina, and then show jumping proving more stamina and that they are still able to go that third day.
You've been doing this a long time. What is your favorite to watch as a spectator?
Oh, cross country. Seriously? Absolutely. Hands down, cross country.
I don't know why mine is the show jumping. I just think that's the coolest
event. Show jumping is very nail-biting, very edge of the seat, because it kind of all, that's the culmination, right?
Yeah.
It can be very exciting. And I do enjoy watching show jumping, just not quite as much as cross country.
So you made a lot of changes in that course over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything new this year that people haven't seen that could be kind of exciting and fun?
Well, we always have a new showcase fence. And it's always kind of a secret, so I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's going to be very magnificent. People will definitely see it, and it's a beautiful jump. I've seen it at other locations, and so I'm really looking forward to how our course builders build this particular jump.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. There's a secret this year. There's something new out there. You're gonna got to come and see it. Let's talk about some of the judges.
We're very lucky that the event has reached a point where people want to come. There are officials throughout the U.S. and the world that, you know, send me emails and say, hey, I'm available. I'd love to come and work at the event. Some of those people we definitely hire. We've hired from Great Britain, from Mexico, from the U.S., from Canada, from France. I mean, there have been people from all over Europe, all over the world that come to the event. And it's great when they have good things to say, mm-hmm. because especially when they come over from Europe, they're exposed to a lot of events that we don't have, a certain caliber of events. And so for them to come here and say that we run a top class event is a very big compliment.
Yeah, it is a big compliment. And who are your announcers this year? Because I got to know. I got to hear them.
You got to know. We got Malcolm Hook. We have Cindy Kurth. We have Jonathan Horowitz and Joe Carbonari.
Again, first class event at Rebecca Farm, and we get to talk volunteers. How do we get a hold of you? If you want to volunteer, what should they do?
They should just visit the website at rebeccafarm.org, and there's all the information there on how to sign up and a little bit of a brief description of each of the roles.
Anything else you want to talk about before we hang it up today?
Just that I'm looking forward to everyone coming out this year and helping us celebrate our 20th anniversary. It's a big milestone. We're happy to be here. And we definitely could not have done it without the great support of the Flathead Valley.
Well, it's great to have the event back after last year. And get out there. Have some fun. Hopefully weather's going to cooperate. I think it's going to be nice.
I think it's going to be nice. It may be a little warm.
Yeah.
But we can mitigate that.
We could deal with warm.
We can deal with that. We can do that.
You've been listening to Sarah Broussard, and she, of course, the organizer of the event at Rebecca Farm. 1010 West Spring Creek, and the dates one more time.
July 21st through the 25th.
And we can't leave without you telling us your website name.
RebeccaFarm.org.
And this is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Again, our sponsor, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We will see you next week.